still carry the scars left by Estelle! Estelle. I remember one time, we're walking through the supermarket, and, you know, I'm looking for some cling peaches and heavy sauce. Walking, I'm pushing the cart, she's walking alongside of me, when this guy comes around the aisle, and Estelle looks at him, and he looks at her, and he goes, "Oh, Estelle." She goes, "Oh, Brad, how've you been?" He said, "I've been fine, Estelle. How've you been?" She said, "Oh, very well. Oh, I'd like you to meet my husband. This is Nino." He said, "Oh, nice to meet you. You got a good woman there." You remember what I said about that? Whenever a guy that's a friend of your woman says to you, "You got a good woman there," that means he nailed her in the past. Guys always say that. I don't know why they do that. If you've, on a related issue, if my funny little honey, like Edie, if you've dated her before and I meet you one day, don't say to me, "You got a good woman there." I hate that. I hate that. You know, like we'll be talking and she'll go to get more dip, and then you look at me and say, "You know, you got a good, I know I got a good woman there." Don't tell me that. I hate when that happens. But anyway, we're in the supermarket, and the guy looks at me and says, "You got a good," right away I know. Right away I know he's been there. So he says, "Well, good to see you, Estelle. Take care." She says, "Yeah, good to see you too, Brad." So we walk on. I said, "So, Estelle, who was that?" She said, "Oh, that was a friend of mine." I said, "A friend of yours, eh? Was there any hobble?" She said, "Well, I knew him long before." I said, "I didn't ask when you knew him, Estelle. That was not my question. My question was there any hobble?" She said, "Well, we dated for a little while." I said, "Estelle, I didn't ask if you dated. I didn't ask when you knew. I said, you're stump of Estelle." And everybody started looking at us in the supermarket. I said, "Huh?" She said, "That was before." I said, "I don't care. All I'm asking is a simple question. Yes or no. Was there at any time in your life when Brad dug at the bottom of that man?" She said, "All right. Yes. Yes, we dated. We were romantically involved. And we had a relationship." I said, "Why'd you break up?" She said, "Well, it wasn't that kind. It wasn't really a breakup." I said, "Oh, you were just like hobble buddies, huh?" She said, "All right, well, I didn't know you." I said, "I don't care. I mean, you could get together every now and then. You'd call her up when you were feeling frisky. You'd say, 'Hello, Brad, come on over and skewer me a couple of—'" She said, "Yes, and you're lost now. Yes, I was in between relationships, and Brad was a nice guy. And so I got him over and had it, and he come over." I said, "Was there gobble?" She said, "Yes, there was hobble, there was gobble there. There was even Ned B there." I said, "Why, you know. I can't believe you're throwing it on your face, you idiot. Oh, yeah, and I left her there slumped over the shopping cart. I strode angrily out to the parking lot. I could tell which car was Brad's because he had monogram tags on his Z that said Brad. I climbed into my truck just as he was coming out, and I heard him stand there with his keys in his hand looking at his car saying, "Hey! Who hocked a lunger through my sunroof?"